Hey, Bangor High School, how are you? This is Ron Freck from the Village, New Jersey, and I'll be judging visual tonight at your home show. Want to wish you guys the best of luck in your performance today. Want to thank your parents for their great hospitality. Now we'll just make some general comments on your opening walk-on here. Okay, but of course I won't start judging until the drum major salute. Kind of like a real traditional thing, huh?
He discovered the leadership of director Mr. Eric Hahn, along with assistant director Mr. Brian Smith, color guard instructor Ms. Marissa Murgia, percussion instructor Mr. Christopher Condell, and general effect advisor Dr. Catherine Hahn. This year's band officers are Albert McDay, president, Andre Morakuti, vice president, Kendall Hill, secretary, Mark Zhao, treasurer, Stephanie Smith, Caden Flowers, Clara Oxford, and Elizabeth Brunt, great representatives.
All right.
And Casey Baker, Maria.
Actually, the band shows good style with their walk-on.
Abigail Creel, librarians. Following the band's traditional Rule Britannia entrance, this year's field show features music composed by James Horner for the 2009 film Avatar. Our production includes the destruction of Home Tree, the bioluminescence of
kind of drop off. Good technique with the arm swing and the feet. Kind of a big 10-ish mark time there.
As the band exits, they pay homage to their heritage with their traditional Welsh anthem, Men of Ireland. Ladies and gentlemen, under the field direction of drum majors Andrew Bunn and Andrea Morakuti, the Bangor Area High School Slater Marching Band. Judges, are you ready?
Yes, we are.
Is the band ready?
Okay, so actually,
Bangor Area High School, you may take the field.
Got the drum major salute, so we're ready to go. Have a good run, guys. Actually, good timing with the color guard flags. Nice, wow. All right. Actually, they definitely know what to do with their feet, that's for sure. Show you good spacing, good dress of those 45 degree angles. Now, don't take too long between tunes there. So actually, did you have the drum major salute too early that you wanted us? Because when the drum major salute, that's when we start the judging. All right, but we'll pick it up from here. Oh, yeah, there you go. Good tempo. Now, just watch the transition from backing up to going forward, okay? Toes up, toes up. What's that? Trombones? Low brad? Yeah, trombone. All right, good awareness of form. Nice job recovering. Good flow to the program. Shows a good deal of musicality, okay. Nice job with the orchestration, where you want the instruments. Now, this is a long backup here, okay, and actually our low brass guys start to tire out, okay. You got to make sure that you're pushing up, all right, and you got to keep those hips the shoulders directly above the hips, okay? Or else you're going to start to lean back, and then your feet just start going from under you.
Nice, strong playing. Very nice sound. Okay, make sure we're playing all the
way. Keep it going. Oh, color guard, nice. Good timing. Saxophones, you got to find your feet there. All right, and actually, since our feet were a little bit out of time, now when we change direction, the change of direction wasn't all on the downbeat, because for a while they kind of lost the downbeat. Nice build over in the clarinets. Yeah, interesting flow in the middle of the band there. Good integration with the color guard. Actually, they all know their sets. All right, just getting from A to B and getting there with style and grace is a whole nother thing, okay? And that's all controlled by their feet. Here's a nice tempo for you. Really, really exaggerated, okay? The more you exaggerate it at this tempo, the better off you're going to be. Yeah, and actually with that crescendo there, okay, do something with the horns. Bring them up, you know, into the box here and then bring them back down with the decrescendo. Okay. All right, not really sure. The ladies off on my right-hand side of, what's that, 25-yard line? Okay, why they're not kind of bent in, tied into these other guys here? Yeah, nice build here. Huh. Actually, good definition of form over in the piccolos and the low brass guys. Oh, who is that? Saxophones. Nice definition of form over there. And actually, the instrumentation is just spot on with the trumpet over there. Color guard doing their sequential. Take your time. Okay, okay. Actually, nice. They did a good job working that so that they all ended up on the 50-yard line together, okay? You could tell that people were making their adjustments, which is definitely a positive. Okay, now the next phrase is just falling right in at the end of the phrase. Ah, saxophones, where are your instruments? Okay, flat to the front?
It's close. It's real close. It just sounds like the trombones on side two, so a little bit behind.
Ooh. Joe flutes with those feet. Ah, nice change of direction back in the flutes. Yeah, just waiting for that build here. Keep it going, keep it going. Work it. Okay, work it, work it, work it. Now, you just squeezed the trumpet out, the group that's on the 40-yard line. The back people need to take their time so that front guy can collapse into the thing. The back people are kind of getting there too early, and the poor front guy just, he can't move that fast to catch up to him. So the back guys need to hold up just a little bit. All right, good rotation. Yeah, okay. Now, it would work that much better if all of the clarinets, the top half of the body, was facing front. Okay, it's real hard to dress angles when your body's on an angle. All right, it's much easier to dress an angle if everyone's body is facing in the same direction. They have more to relate to, okay? Because when you're on different angles, it's real tough to pick what you're going to relate to. All right, actually, some real good stuff, okay? And I'm really, really impressed. Nice job. Really, really enjoyed your program. Once you get those feet moving and everybody takes the full freeze to get to the spot, that's going to be a real nice show. All right, guys, thank you very much. Enjoyed.
There is a 50-50 tonight. One is up to $150. If you haven't yet bought your pretty pencil tickets, please see any band.